Jerry, this is a question from Takari, who wants to get back in the good books with his mum. He left a couple of cans of cola in his bag after a party. 2 days later, they were still cold, but when his mum saw the cans, she assumed he must have taken them out of the fridge that morning and wasn't very pleased. Now, to prove he wasn't lying, she suggested he could leave one can in the car overnight and then test the results. And the next morning, that can was warm. And he got grounded. So he wants to know if there's any way to show that he was actually telling the truth, that he had these cans of cola and they did manage to stay really cold despite that extended time difference. So what's the sort of physics here? What can he say to get himself off the hook?
Well, the simple answer is that a can of cola, which you shouldn't be drinking for health reasons, will come to equilibrium in temperature with the environment very quickly indeed, because it's very thin metal and it's just basically water and sugar on the inside. So it'll quickly come to the ambient temperature. But that's irrelevant. The point is, why does something feel cold? And something feels cold because it conducts heat away from your skin efficiently. And so in a coolish sort of day, if you touch a thin metal sheet, it will feel cold to you. The second part of this was, well, there was moisture on it, condensation, therefore it's cold. Now, that's condensation is nothing to do with temperature, it's to do with humidity. And so if there was a coolish, damp day, the cans could well feel damp and cold, and they would that would be their just natural temperature. Then there's the interesting follow-up of the car. Now, cars are interesting because cars overcool at nighttime. That's because they're windows, which radiate away more heat than is natural. So cars get colder than their surroundings, which is why there's always ice on your car and not on the grass. But then they heat up more quickly than their surroundings as well. And so if you went to check your can early in the morning in the car, it would have been colder and it would probably have frost on it and he would have won the discussion. But doing it a little bit later means you lose. And so the answer, the real answer is A, by not having the cola for however long one was grounded and not having the other prohibitions, his health and general education has improved enormously. And secondly, there's three interesting bits of physics in that question, which I hope have proved more interesting than the contents of the can.
Jerry, thank you very much.